So I just want to talk about the power of the blessing. It's very important for us to appreciate that we have a negative default setting. There's a negative default setting that goes with the ego construct that is basically a vibrating negativity out into the world all the time. The negativity attracts negative karma. Like attracts like. Because most of the negative vibrations are coming from the subconscious and the unconscious, we might not even be hardly aware of them. It's powered by, you know, we don't know we're doing it, and we don't know who we are. We don't really realize how powerful we are. And because it's, you know, unconscious and subconscious, it's off our radar. Our senses don't pick it up. If we're very sensitive, if we're tuned in, we know. But most of us aren't. So there's a default that is negative and toxic. It's discordant. It's wired in the wrong. The wiring is not correct. It's incorrect. It's become distorted. It's not the original design. Human beings in this world are not functioning on the original design. They're functioning on something that has been manipulated and engineered. Now, this is all true stuff. You know, we can look at this on any level you want. We can look at it in the physical material world right now. And we can see through a combination of the military industrial complex and the pharmaceutical, chemical, agrochemical, synthetic food industry, education and media, that we are being manipulated and controlled by private interest groups, ancient families that have been into controlling and manipulating and power for a long time. And they're doing this for a reason. And it's not to get your money, because they already have all the money. They print the money. What's it for? The main reason is to create a certain kind of energy and atmosphere in life. And if you look around the modern world, that energy is kind of stress, toxicity, war, worry, anxiety, depression, confusion, sickness, disease, grayness, sameness. Society, culture has been homogenized. So you know, you go any city in the world and you don't even know where you are, because they all look the same. Any town. So we need to shift the default very quickly, and we have to be proactive in this. We have to be proactive. That means I have to do it on purpose. Instead of just, thinking that it's going to happen on its own, I actually have to proactively be aware of the energy that I'm radiating and vibrating all the time. And the blessing is one of the most powerful things to do that keeps you locked into a proactive, positive state of consciousness. A proactive, positive orientation of your mindset, your heart set, and your connection to God, to life, on the currents of love, gratitude, reverence, respect, and humility. You see? So, how do we do that? Well, it's very simple. You do it with your eyes. You do it with your eyes. You consciously radiate blessings through your eyes. Now, the blessing, the feeling of the blessing is the feeling of mercy. It's the feeling of granting forgiveness. Blessing something, you have compassion for it, so you have mercy. There's a deep-seated wisdom that goes with it. Now, it's like a little bit like this fake it till you make it kind of thing. It's not exactly fake it till you make it, but it's what happens is as you practice blessing more, like the kind of like the technique of giving blessings, what happens is you discover more and more and more and more through the power of the blessing what it actually is. And like I said, with compassion, there's a tremendous wisdom with it. You might enter the monastery, you know, without much compassion and leave it, you know, 20 or 30 years later with a tremendous amount of compassion. And during that time, you learned an enormous amount. Or you could witness suddenly a shocking car accident, for example, and witness a mother losing her child. And you're there watching it, and you have tremendous compassion pouring out of you for that woman. And if I told you, you know, that that woman, you know, was, you know, she was a bad woman, she'd like stolen money, you'd probably still have compassion for her. Because their wisdom, there's an innate wisdom in compassion, in mercy, in forgiveness, that is naturally connected to the real dynamics of life. So in other words, I can have compassion, and this is what, you know, we're encouraged to do by Jesus' radical teachings, is to love your enemies. So the people that have done you wrong, that might have done dreadful things to you, that might have stolen from you, or, you know, besmirched your character, or said bad things about you, or, you know, done something, run off with your wife or whatever, killed your dog. If you can pray for these people, in order to successfully do that, at some point there's a wisdom factor comes in where you're able to put this thing into context. And it's like, okay, well, they did this horrible thing because they can't help it. You know, they're so screwed up as a person that they are, you know, devoid of compassion or sensitivity or, you know, what the truth really is. And, or they're, you know, they're violent because someone's been violent to them. A lot of these people in power that are, you know, sexual perverts and predators and pedophiles and whatnot and involved in satanic ritual abuse and God knows what else. These pedophiles in the clergy, in religion, especially in the Roman Catholic Church, but definitely not exclusively. These dreadful expressions of human nature are expressing that way because they were broken very early on. The psyche, there's nothing more fragile than a psyche. There's nothing more sensitive than a soul. And you can break the psyche, you can break the mind, you can shatter the psyche, you can shatter the soul. And soul retrieval, so retrieving fragments of the soul that are embedded in pockets of dimensions of space and time, stuck in, you know, deep-seated trauma, these are all very real and effective realms of healing, facets of healing, particularly in the shamanic realm. So this is not a joke we're talking about here. This is a very real phenomenon. And there are people running around in the world that are in this state of degradation within themselves. And they're not doing anything about it. They're feeding the toxic default, the thing that was conditioned into them at a very, very, very young age, because it has to happen at a very young age. for it to stick your whole life. The younger you are, the more deep-seated the trauma, the longer you're going to have to deal with it. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, my personal experiences is that I don't feel that the most invasive traumas can be completely healed. And again, the reason why, you know, the gift in it is that there's a portal there to the collective. And so your wound becomes a gift and your service becomes, you know, living from that depth within you and integrating the grief of that, the pain of that. That's a tremendous responsibility and a deep, deep call in life, which has nothing to do with skimming across the surface of life and, you know, acquiring things and living the great American dream and all the rest of it. It's much deeper. It might include all that, but it's not your reason for living. And of course, we can become very, very, very well adjusted and manage our wound in a very, very masterful way and become tremendously inspiring and fulfilled and happy, beautiful people. But the fact that we are wounded to that depth brings in a different state of consciousness and awareness into our world, which means more power. And if we don't turn to face that and look into that darkness, then it stays unresolved within us, and it's going to be like a house that we live in where the basement's all boarded up and no one ever goes down there, as there's like some dark and dreadful secret in there. There's something in there shuffling around at night that is disturbing everybody, and nobody wants to open the door. That's what it's like. It doesn't have to be that way. And of course, everything I'm sharing with you in these audio files and videos is to relieve us of that situation. The blessing, what I'm talking about now, is a way of connecting to the outside world from the place inside of you that naturally blesses. When you're in a state of love and gratitude and appreciation for life, when you're riding high on waves of positivity and optimism and joy, you are naturally just blessing everything and everyone because you're so happy and stoked. You are a living blessing to the world. So when you bless, when you practice blessing, being proactive, radiating and emanating blessings through your eyes, radiating them through your eyes, thinking, okay, I'm going to go in this room and I'm going to radiate blessings towards all these people in this room. Maybe I don't even know half of them or even any of them, but I'm just going to radiate blessings. Or I'm working in the garden, I'm going to radiate blessings at all this greenery and all these flowers and plants and trees and shrubs. Or I'm just going to walk down the street here and I'm going to bless everyone and everything that I see. Everyone. I'm going to bless everyone today with my radiating that energy from my eyes. When I do that, I'm naturally coming from that place within myself. You see? And in order for the circuit to be complete, it's like an electrical circuit. Remember the words of Nikola Tesla. If we want to understand life, we have to think in terms of frequency, vibration, and energy. Energy, frequency, vibration, and wavelength. Frequency, wavelength, vibration, and energy. Everything's energy. Everything has a frequency. Everything has a vibration. And all of this light that has frequency and vibration has a wavelength. So this is what we're living in, a vibrational reality. When we bless it, when you bless everything, bless everyone, bless everything, bless everyone, it responds to you. It responds to you. Life blesses you back. That's what happens. And you are healed more and more and more, which really means you become more, if you're wounded, if you're deeply wounded, it really means you become much more masterful in living with your wound, receiving the gift of your wound. You allow the wound to take you deeper on a deeper experience of who you actually are, which of course is much more than the physical body and the human story and your personal identity in this world. Much, 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 much more. That's a tiny fragment of it. So the blessing is an anchor point into this world. You root into this world through giving the power of your blessing. If you're not loving others, if you're not loving your life, if you're not loving this world through the power of the blessing, which contains the compassion and the forgiveness, then you're not being yourself, and you're not bringing yourself into the place where you are and where you're supposed to be. You're living in some other world, in your head, and you're experiencing some distorted, toxic mutated version of yourself. But in order to be able to bless and radiate and be proactive with it, you need to be feeling good. Of course you do. Or you need to be so connected, even if you're not feeling good, you need to be so connected to that God force within you that you are able to bless. And ideally, we want to be doing both. Feeling good and connected and radiating blessings. Enjoy.